I have no vision of what is ahead, no concrete thoughts of how to save myself. It is necessarily every man for himself. As I sit there, it suddenly comes to me, the overwhelming dogmatic conviction. I actually speak the words, Cecil, you are never going to get out of this. My mind cannot absorb what my eyes see. It's impossible to believe that these two beautiful, powerful, invulnerable ships are going down, but they are. There's no doubt of that. I seem to be glued to the hull of the Repulse. Just my head is loose. I turn it from side to side, watching the last-minute evacuation of the ship. Someone slides down the hull, pauses for a moment at the bulge, stands up and makes a beautiful swan dive. That galvanizes me. And I stand up in the porthole and I jump, the camera wildly swinging from the strap around my neck. The jump is about 20 feet. The water is warm. It is not water, though, but thick oil. When the Repulse goes down, it sends over a huge wave, a wave of oil. I happen to have my mouth open and take aboard a considerable amount of oil. That makes me terribly sick at the stomach. A small table, about 3 feet square, floats by. I grab a hold of one leg, but it is too slippery, and I know I will lose it. I scramble up on the top and I lay there for a moment. And then, I watch the Prince of Wales go down. A big, dark thing sliding into nothingness.